information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
As long as there was tension, but the Bible says that the house of David became stronger and the house of Saul became weaker until David was the stronger one. And he ascended Zion, drove the Jebusites out, and established Zion as the capital where his throne would be. And he brought the ark. What did he do? He put the ark, which represents, in the Old Covenant, the presence of God. He put the ark under a tent.
Amen.
All right? Somebody say, a tent.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, if you study the Old Covenant, the ark was under tents all the time.
Amen.
Red tent, a white tent, and a black tent. There were tents. They were colored tents. But it was always, the presence of God was always under a tent. Now, the Bible says that the Bible calls it the tabernacle of David.
Amen.
Right? Where the ark, the full presence of God was under a tent. Worship changed from the liturgical worship and reading, I ain't being critical, but reading from a hymn book and dirges and stuff like that to free all the time worship. That's the tabernacle of David.
Amen.
But the tabernacle of David was destroyed. So in the book of Acts it says there's going to be in the last day a reestablishing of the tabernacle of David. Now remember, it was the fullness of God, the presence of God under a tent.
Amen.
Now when Jesus walked here, Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And that a woman shall have a child without a man.
Amen.
And they shall call him Emmanuel. That was the seed.
Amen.
That's the seed that's in us, the incorruptible seed.
Amen.
So it's Christ in us. It's not us, but it's the life of Christ.
Amen.
Tabernacles. Or let me say, Jesus was the fullness of God in a tent. How many would disagree that he was fully man and fully God? He didn't walk in 30-fold. He didn't walk in 60-fold. He walked in the 100-fold, the tabernacle. He was, when he was here, the tabernacle. He was the tent.
Yes, sir. Amen, amen, amen.
Give me a body, for it is written, huh? That God gave him a body. For what? For the fullness of God to dwell in a tent, in a body, to come down and to redeem man as a man. But in the last day, the tabernacle of David will be rebuilt.
Amen.
What was the tabernacle? The tabernacle was the fullness of God's presence under a tent. Now, what I see by the scripture, and some of y'all will see it at another time, before Jesus returns, there's going to be a people, forerunners, that are going to walk in a fullness. Waters you can't pass over.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. A fullness.
Amen.
Just like Jesus walked in.
Amen.
While they are in a tent.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing?
Amen.
His whole purpose was to bring many sons unto glory. And we're not talking about in some sweet by and by, way back when someone up. No, now. See, because we're here, I'm going to use this terminology, to mop up, to finish what he started. He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And we are here to continue to destroy the works of the devil. We are not on the defensive. We are not hiding. We are not trying to get out of here. We are occupying till he comes. We are taking ground. We are establishing the kingdom of God here in the earth realm. Every child of God has the potential to do this. But the question is, are you stuck at 30-fold? Are you stuck at 60? Or do you believe that there's something way beyond where you are? Do you know, it wasn't until the fullness of time that Jesus came. In the fullness of time, he came. It wasn't until the day of, it was when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Holy Spirit came. Well, we're in the seventh day, but Tabernacles has not fully come. But as was prophesied today, there's coming manifestation. Ah. See, unless you are a prophetic believer, see, you overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony, and you love not your life, even in the face of death. See, too many are concerned with other stuff, natural stuff. Do you know something? The spirit in you, according to Romans 8, the spirit in you will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
What does that mean? It don't mean that you just go to jerking. It might cause you to jerk. I ain't going to take the jerk from you. It might cause you to throw your hand up. Just don't hit nobody when you throw your hand up. That ain't God when you hit him in the face. Oh, excuse me. The Lord. No. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. No, but it will quicken your mortal. It will give life. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, what you hear a lot of people always say is it's appointed on a man wants to die. And so everybody gets this death mentality. Yes, because of the sin of Adam. Adam was told, in the day that you eat of this tree, you'll surely die. In the day. What happened the moment they ate? They still were walking around. They just realized it was naked. And shame came on them.
Amen.
And the presence of God was not there. That glory was not on them like it was. So they sought to cover that nakedness. But they were still alive.
Amen.
One day, and read it through scripture, one day with God is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. That's significant. From Adam to Abraham, 2,000 years. 2 days. Abraham to Jesus, 2,000 years, 2 days.
Amen.
From Jesus to the year 2,000, 2 days, 2,000 years. That's 6 days. From that time to what we've entered into is the seventh day.
Amen.
The seventh day is known as the day of the Lord. Amen. It's the day of the Lord. It's the seventh day. It's the third day from Jesus. Remember what when the scribes approached him, or the Pharisees, they said, and Jesus said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days I will raise it up again.
Amen.
And they got to mocking. What? How would he raise up this building in 3 days? He wasn't talking about the physical building. He was talking about his body. How many know today that we are the body? We are the body of Christ. Hello, we are his hands, his feet. We should have his heart. We should see out of his eyes. We should hear what he's saying. We should speak the words of God. We are his body here in the earth. He said, on the third day, I'm going to raise it up. There's coming a people like Jesus before his death and burial and resurrection. He walked under a tent, but he was in a fullness.
Amen.
Everything he said, everything he did came to pass.
Amen.
Yet, he got tired. Yet, he bled. Yet, he got hungry.
Amen.
Yet, most places he went, he had to walk or ride a donkey. He didn't just...
Amen.
He was fully man. But he walked in a fullness. This is the church, but there's a maturation that has to take place. A belief, a focus, a consecration, a commitment. Amen. A belief that this will happen. Let me give you a couple of verses because worship took up all my time. Which I don't mind. I don't mind at all. This is cool with me. We worship God all day long. It's okay. There's only one way out of this life or where you are right now. So don't think because you're going a long fast or you do this or you do that. There's one way out of the life where you are right now, and that's through death. To yourself. Dying to something. Death to self by way of the cross. You know, you hear people... Oftentimes, I said this last Sunday, you hear people oftentimes say, did you bring your Bible to church? And most people do, and they got the Bible app. No, my question is, did you carry your cross to church? Do you carry a cross to your job? Or do you leave it outside? These folk up in here, I'm going to let them know a thing or two. No, do you care? Do you really carry your cross? See, this has everything to do with the maturation process. It's a process. You don't just, God, every step you take, things that God allows into your life can mature you. You got to learn to pass some tests. It may be a little painful to your ego, to your pride. That's the real thing God wants to the root out of us is that sinful pride. Amen. All that's in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, which is not of the Father, it's of the world. But when we can begin to walk to the beat of a different drum, you'll find yourself maturing. How will you know? There'll be a praise on you all. You'll be glad. And not only that, wisdom will start to come to you. You'll start to see things you didn't see before. And guess what? Attached to that, God will show you, I'm favoring you. Man's going to favor you, and I'm going to favor you. It's true. Okay, so Galatians chapter 4, let's go there. And by the way, in Revelation 12, the woman that birthed the man-child was a virgin. Let me go there for a minute. Hold on with that. A virgin church. See, what's going to birth this last day's remnant people is a virgin church. What do we mean? A church that's not full of man's dogma. Not bound by human tradition and denomination. I don't criticize that stuff, but if it's a bondage, get rid of it.
Amen.
If you are bound to a tradition, you know, if everybody got to wear white on the first Sunday, or we can't have church.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.